You're listening to SBS News.
The operators of an aged care home in Western Sydney have been forced to appoint an external advisor to help management through a COVID-19 outbreak at the facility, where the death toll currently sits at 16. Two more staff members at Newmarch House have tested positive, with some 31 staff members and 37 residents having now come down with the virus. The Aged Care Quality and Safety Commission has written to Anglicare, threatening to revoke its licence unless Anglicare can demonstrate the risks to residents from the virus. New South Wales has confirmed three new cases from more than 10,900 tests over 24 hours. Executive Director for Health Protection, Dr. Jeremy McNulty, is encouraging anyone who wants to be tested to come forward.
The more people we can get tested, the more cases we can identify and therefore make sure that there's no ongoing transmission from people. So the message is, if you have any symptoms at all that might be COVID, come forward, get tested.
Another 13 cases of coronavirus have been recorded at a Victorian abattoir, bringing the cluster's total to 62. But Premier Daniel Andrews has tried to calm concerns about his government's handling of the outbreak at Cedar Meats in Melbourne's west. The fresh cases at the facility include seven infected workers and six of their close contacts, including a worker from the Dutta Gala Aged Care Centre in Footscray, a worker from Grant Lodge, another aged care facility at Bacchus Marsh, has also tested positive, prompting the closure of that centre and the Footscray facility. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says 13 of the state's 14 new cases are related to the meatworks.
That's the nature of outbreaks. This is a very infectious disease. It spreads rapidly. It can get away from you very, very quickly. And that's why we've taken such a cautious approach. That's why we're very pleased to see some stability in these numbers over a period of time, but we're certainly not at zero new cases.
South Australia has recorded its first new coronavirus case in 15 days. A man in his 70s tested positive to COVID-19 this week after arriving from the UK on the 20th of March. Meanwhile, in New South Wales, Premier Gladys Berejiklian has warned families the easing of some coronavirus restrictions won't happen in time for Mother's Day. Health officials say measures will be lifted gradually to reduce the risk of more COVID-19 cases beyond Australia's more than 6,800 confirmed infections. Ms. Berejiklian says life in New South Wales will start to return to normal later this month.
Please know that two adults and children can visit any mother at any one time, and a mother can accept multiple visits a day so long as there's not too many people for each visit. So that is a huge step forward from what would have happened a month ago.
A parliamentary inquiry has heard no government systems have been breached by alleged attempts to defraud the early access to superannuation scheme. Australians who've been financially affected by the coronavirus pandemic can withdraw up to $10,000 from their super accounts this financial year and a further $10,000 next financial year. Australian Federal Police Commissioner Rhys Kershaw has told a Senate committee up to 150 people may have had their details used illegally in an attempt to defraud the system. But he insists there haven't been any breaches to the Australian Taxation Office or government departments.
We do have our cyber team on this, and there has been an intrusion into a third party, so we're looking into that and how that system was intruded in particular, and then the actions taken from there. So it's quite sophisticated.
13 asylum seekers have filed a group complaint over fears of a potential coronavirus outbreak in detention facilities across Australia. The complaint calls on the government to urgently reduce the number of detainees living in cramped conditions and better manage the dangers posed by COVID-19. The Public Interest Advocacy Centre has filed the complaint with a Commonwealth Ombudsman on behalf of the men who are living with serious medical conditions, including cancer, lung disease and diabetes. The centre's chief executive, Jonathan Hunyor, says an urgent inspection of the facilities is needed.
We've had concerns for some time about conditions in immigration detention, which we know are overcrowded and are a real hotspot potentially for the spread of COVID-19. The concerns have been raised by leading infectious diseases and disease infection prevention and control experts. And yet the government hasn't move to try to reduce the numbers in those centres, including alternative places of detention.
State and federal leaders are due to attend a national cabinet meeting tomorrow to decide which coronavirus rules will be removed or changed. Mental health will also be on the agenda, with concerns Australia's suicide rate could rise by up to 50% as the mental health impacts of the economic fallout from coronavirus take hold. Brain and Mind Centre preliminary modelling predicts at least a 25% rise in suicides, with 30% of those being Australians aged 15 to 25. Centre co-director Professor Ian Hickey says the pandemic's impact on unemployment will be greatest among the young, and that will affect their mental health. Health Minister Greg Hunt says that's why the government has put an extra $500 million into mental health.
We are very focused on being ahead of the curve for mental health in the same way that we were ahead of the curve for physical health. So coronavirus can have direct impacts, obviously. We've seen that around the world. But the indirect impact can also be mental health.
The Brain and Mind Centre plans to hand a mental health pandemic plan to the National Cabinet with strategies on how to respond to mental health concerns. And if you or anyone you know needs help, you can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue for support on 1300 22 46 36. And don't forget, you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.